I'm going to let you know a little secret. First thing you do, this is how false gospel, false religion works every time. First, you define for yourself a hell. That's not the real hell where you're separated from God in eternal torment. You come up with your own concept of hell. So for you, hell is being single. Hell is being fat. Hell is being ugly. Hell is being lonely. Hell is being poor. Hell is being stupid. Hell is being unappreciated. Hell is having no pleasure. Hell is not having a lot of free time. Hell is having a lot of duties and obligations and burdens, and you have to get up in the morning and go to work. Hell is not owning your own home. Hell is driving a beater car back and forth to work in traffic, cursing all the way. That's your hell. So you define for yourself your hell. The hell you cannot live in, the hell you have to get delivered from. And so then what you decide is, to get me out of my hell, I need a what? I need a savior. I need a savior, false functional God. If I'm lonely, I need a friend. That's my savior. If I'm broke, I need money. That's my savior. Or a credit card. That's my savior. If it's pleasure that I worship, then I need to find someone to have sex with me or look at porno or something else, because that will be my savior. If I want to have kids, then kids will be my savior, and they'll get me out of my childless hell. I'll go buy a new car because that will get me out of my vehicular hell and get me into my vehicular heaven. I need to own my own house and get me out of my apartment hell, and I want to move into my house heaven. And as soon as I get that, here's what it promises. Your Savior will get you out of your hell and put you in your heaven, and then you'll be happy. See, that's why we choose idols. We choose idols that we think will make us happy, give us some self-worth, and make our lives a little more heavenly. And then what we do is we choose a Savior to get us out of our hell, and then we give our life worshiping our Savior. I'm going to give time to it. I'm going to give money to it. I'm going to give energy to it. I'm going to devote myself to it. So I'll worship my husband because I worship marriage and singleness is my hell. I'll worship my kids because not having kids is my hell and being a dad is my heaven. Now I worship my kids. I'm always working on my house because my house is my little piece of heaven and I love my little heaven. And as long as the house is nice, I don't have to live in some hell. It's real quiet now. Lonely up here today. You choose for yourself a hell. You choose for yourself a false functional Savior God to get you out. And you give your life to worshiping that person or that thing. You don't want to be lonely. That's hell. So you get a dog or a cat. That's your Savior. And you worship it. Here's the sickness in us. Right? As John Calvin said, the human heart is an idol factory. We can take anything, most of which are good things, perfectly good gifts that God gave us to enjoy. Pleasure and friends and houses and real estate and marriage and sex and kids and ministry and jobs and all good gifts that God gives, and we turn them into idols, and we get so frustrated because those idols don't bless us and they don't satisfy us and they don't do what we need them to do to save us. Here, I have good news. You're saved by Jesus, not yourself. You're saved by His works, sinless life, substitutionary death, bodily resurrection, not your own. That salvation is through Jesus, not you. It's not through a false functional Savior God. It's through the Creator God, Jesus Christ. And part of what Jesus saves us from is this idolatrous, works-based, performance treadmill that leads to arrogance or depression that is known as religion. Jesus saves us from that. Yes, and hell, and death, and God, and Satan, but also saves us from ourselves. Because our hearts are deceitful and wicked, and we're just insane. And we make no sense at all. And we remain worshipers, but we worship everything and anything but the Creator God, Jesus Christ. And we settle for trivial little created people and things that cannot bless, cannot help, cannot serve, cannot save us.